Greatness Coaching and Therapy with Heidi M. Last week we spoke about hopelessness, and today we are talking about coping mechanisms. Heidi, welcome back. It's nice to have you back on eRadio.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, coping mechanisms.
Ooh.
What is it?
Heidi? Coping. You're going to tell us.
I'm going to tell you. Coping, right, means to deal with, and please listen to this, attempt to overcome problems and difficulties. So coping is dealing with stuff, but also, not just that, to overcome problems and difficulties. Right. So difficult events, stressful events, you know, even events, I'm thinking about it now, positive events like a wedding or a graduation could lead to massive stress and anxiety.
For sure.
And now that's just the positive stuff. So imagine also now how much more the negative stuff that causes stress and anxiety or grief or distress. Let's call it distress, right? So you must actually go in your conscious mind, actively say to yourself, right, this is an issue and now I need to deal with it. You need to recognize that. So in order to adjust to the distress or the difficulties, people can use behaviors or their thoughts or their emotions, or a combination of those. So I'm going to just run through those ways of coping. So coping styles, two styles that I want to talk to you about is, the first one is problem-focused, right? Coping strategy for problem-focused. And that is, you are working on methods of dealing with the problem in order to reduce your stress or distress or discomfort or dis-ease. So that's you working on this external thing. So let's say you are called in at work for a kind of a disciplinary meeting, right? So how are you going to deal with that situation? It's situational. It's outside of me. And you need to be the adult, the mature adult in this conversation that you're having with yourself. Right. Look at it from the outside. What is going on here? What led to this? What were the situations and the circumstances leading up to this? Then you can start dealing with it. But you see, this is something that I'm reasoning with myself with. And then the second way, or second group of mechanisms that we can employ, is emotion focused. And when you work on your emotions, your feelings towards something, right, that is internal. And that is a way that you can also relieve that distress, that dis-ease. What we don't want is avoidant. Don't avoid. You need active coping mechanisms. Yeah. Avoiding something is not good. Avoiding leads to long-term, I want to call it torture. If this is a stressful situation or a distress moment for you, and you avoid and you just go on as if nothing happened, you will just get yourself a whole lot of trouble down the line. Rather deal with it now and get it out of the way, and you will feel much better for it. So there are different types. The first way of dealing with this is support. You know, talk to a supportive person. Seek external support. instead of self-isolating and internalizing things, right? So it depends on the kind of person that you are, and it depends on the situation. So I'm giving a list of things that you can do, tools that you can employ to help you. So support is definitely one, and there are very few people in this world who can cope without support. I don't know if there's anybody who can cope with everyday life and distress, because we are herd animals, Ion. It's just, we were just not designed to do things on our own.
Mm-mm.
Another thing that we can do is relaxation. Actually, actively work on your relaxation. Yeah, it sounds like a little bit of a opposite there. Actively work on your relaxation. But find some activities that can help you deal with stress. You know, I love walking. It's a great way of just relaxing and creating some breathing space in one's brain. Practice breathing, practice meditation, practice other calming techniques, sitting in nature, listening to your best music, your favorite music. I don't think it's going to work if you are a metal lover, but hey, give it a bash. Who am I to blow against the wind? Right. And now that brings us to our next one, humor.
Yes, so important.
You know, there are some situations that really disappear if you just make light of it. Listen, you don't be insensitive now, but you must discern, you know, making light of a stressful situation can really, really break that a cycle of overwhelm.
Yeah.
And then think about problem solving. This coping mechanism is about identifying the problem and then developing and putting on paper an action plan. And action plans are always better if you're doing it with somebody else, you know. If you have to manage a situation, you have to really create a map for solving this problem, bounce it off somebody else. And then this one, the last one, is my favorite, and that's physical activity. Exercise is natural and healthy a stress release. Running, yoga, swimming, walking, dancing, team sports, throwing around weights in the gym, whatever floats your boat. But physical activity, and you know the beauty of physical activity is also that it if that becomes a habit, when that becomes a habit of doing physical activity, at least like once every day, goal-oriented physical activity, then you will experience less and less of these distressful, distressing situations in your life, because you will just create a bedrock for it to be resolved much easier in future. And those are just a few ways of helping you cope. But this is an active thing, and you have to take the bull by the horns and say, this is what's going on, and this is what I'm going to do about it.
So true, so true. Heidi, I just wanted to get back to the laughing coping mechanisms. I know that you get laughing therapy and all that stuff, and people, they kind of encourage you to laugh it off. But I mean, yes, it definitely offends people, because that is sort of my coping mechanism. In a very serious and stressful situation, I start laughing or giggling or whatever, and then people like, you know, they're always like, why are you laughing? Is this not funny? I have to. This is how I cope, you know.
It's your release. Yes, it's your stress release. Yes, like I say, you know, there's a time and a place for everything and anything. But yes, definitely don't lose your sense of humor in all of this. Don't lose your sense of humor.
Yeah. In these times, I think a sense of humor is incredibly, incredibly important. I mean, people are so easily offended, and they get so serious and wound up nowadays. if you look at them on social media, like, where's your sense of humor?
That's it. And I just go, oh, shame. Your life must be so darn dull, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. So never lose your sense of humor and laugh it off, man, if you can. Unless you're in a hostage situation, you know, or something like that. That's probably not a good idea. It's probably not a good idea. Heidi, how do we get in touch with you if we need some help with the coping mechanisms in our lives?
Yes, please contact me on Facebook, Heidi M Wellness, and you can reach me on my mobile as well. If you pop me a WhatsApp text, I'm not good with answering calls. Let me just say that right off the
same
bat.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, I saw a meme quite some time ago, and it said, if your phone has been on silent since 2018, what the hell kind of person are you anyway?
Well, that's me.
So that's me.
Oh, well, good. I'm the same.
I will not answer it.
Yeah, same. Exactly.
So the number is 07981563 05. I almost forgot my own number there. Right. No, there we go. I think it was that.
Yeah, and dan sien jy op sosiale media ook, Heidi.
Yes, yes. Facebook, Heidi M Wellness.
That's Heidi, bye bye, donkey. Always nice to chat to you, and looking forward to next week's session with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eon. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
You too.